We see him on Fox, Bears game live, game day live, game night live. It's Lou Kanellis. And Lou, now what? What's going to happen next? Will the city make some kind of offer to keep the Bears? What's going to go on?
Bobby, it's too late. You know, the mayor, what, back in June, she said that the Bears, when the discussions first started about Arlington Park and the Bears, she said that it was noise and a negotiating tactic. Well, guess what? The noise is now deafening, and the Bears don't want to negotiate. I heard the mayor this morning say that over the last 6 months, she's had two conversations with George McCaskey, one of them yesterday, and McCaskey telling her that, you know, what was going to come out last night and then this morning. And they have canceled two meetings on the city. And the Bears have already decided, in my opinion, that they're going to move forward with Arlington Park. They purchased the property for $197 million. They'll go through, you know, what one would go through if they bought a condo. And that is, you know, they'll check out what they have purchased. How can they make it work and build their stadium? I frankly think there's just at this point, nothing the city of Chicago can do that would equal what the Bears can get in Arlington Heights. A new stadium owned by the team will mean so much more in revenue and, frankly, could make the Bears one of the most valuable sports franchises in the world. And right now, you know, they're a middle-of-the-pack franchise when it comes to value in the NFL at $3.5 billion. And that's just not right in the greatest sports city in the world.
And Lou, I think you're right. I mean, there are just certain things that the Bears would want that are physically not possible unless you tear down Soldier Field, and it's pretty clear that's not going to happen. And if that were going to happen, it would happen 30 years ago. But you can't put a dome on it. You can't increase the capacity beyond, what is it, 61,000 now? How would you even go about doing that? So it seems to me that unless the Bears somehow were going to do an about face here, that you're right. It just seems unlikely they're going to be able to come to any kind of agreement with the city.
Well, they only, you know, David, they could increase the seating by what, 4,000 or 5,000?
Yeah, I mean, they could, in the end, minimally.
Which are the least desirable seats. You're right. They can't build a dome. They can't do anything with the parking lots because the Friends of the Park, we saw what happened with George Lucas and what he wanted to do with the Star Wars Museum. And because of now the creation of sports books that are now legal, at least in the city of Chicago, state of Illinois, the Bears want a sports book by Soldier Field. And the mayor this morning said that she does not want to do anything that would undercut the possibility of the city building its own casino. So basically what you have is just a situation where it just doesn't fit anymore for the Bears to be on the lakefront. The biggest question she has to answer now as a taxpayer myself here in the city of Chicago, okay, what are we going to do with a $500 million stadium if the Bears in 5 years say, we get it, we know that we have a lease until 2033. We know that we have an $88 million penalty. Here's the check. We're out of here. Now what are you going to do with that stadium? Yeah, they barely use it for 6 months outside of football. You're going to sell to me, Bob, as a taxpayer, that I'm supposed to be okay with a dozen fire games and Notre Dame and Wisconsin every year? Come on.
Could Chicago become a two-team market?
No chance. No. You're underestimating the power of the McCaskey family. It's a founding franchise in the NFL. I know that we all like to talk about that because of the struggles on the football field, but guess what? Virginia McCaskey and George McCaskey have far more power amongst those NFL owners than you're giving them credit for.
So will the Bears have a new helmet with a big A on it and maybe a picture of Euclid Avenue on it?
You know what? Here's the number is there are 11 NFL teams, guys, who play outside of the city that they carry the name in. Dallas plays in Arlington. New England plays in Foxborough. There's so many. The Niners just built a new stadium in Santa Clara, California.
Yeah, the New York teams play in Jersey.
They play in Jersey, exactly. So that's a non-issue. The irony is, I did some research when this all started back 6 months ago. Do you guys, how about this for a little tidbit? Back on September 29th of 2003, 18 years ago to the day, the Packers beat the Bears in the first game played inside the newly renovated Soldier Field. And 18 years to the day, the Bears are like, see you later. We're out of here.
How about that?
And what's the Bears' record against the Packers since then?
Oh, I don't want to know, Jay.
Lou Kanellis, Bears TV, Fox 32. And Lou, would it kill you to send over some pasticcio from one of your restaurants here one day?
I will do it. Bob, is that what you want? You want pasticcio? You got it.
That's my favorite. Beggars can't be choosers, though. Avli, that's the place. Lou, always good talking to you. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.